Now, brother, we're going to have the two speaker. Unfortunately, we don't have the third. But I'm sure they'll be able to answer some of your questions. Now, if you have any questions, I would like to see you there very specific to the point and ask them a question or related to the memorial. So we have a brother Dan and brother Ron here that'd be glad to answer some of your questions.
The difference between a mediator and an advocate, in my own mind, I think of 1 Timothy 2:6. Now, Brother Ron had mentioned that the mediator was Moses of the Law Covenant between the people of Israel and God. Now, the mediator of the new covenant is our Lord between the world of mankind and our Heavenly Father. What the mediator in the new in the of our Lord is not one. Christ is not one. It's many. He has head and body. Now, 1 Timothy 2:6, he gave himself a ransom. 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Now, when someone is mediating a covenant, there's two opposing parties, as it says, between God and men. That is a mediator. He's mediating between opposing parties. Christ, head and body, stands between the Heavenly Father and the world of mankind as they're coming up a highway of holiness. Now, an advocate stands beside somebody. He is not between God and men. An advocate is standing beside his fellow brethren. He's with his arm around him. He's pleading their cause. He's saying to the Heavenly Father, this one has made a covenant of sacrifice. Please accept it. I vouch for him. He vouches for him with a mortgage of the ransom merit applied to that person. So a mediator stands between opposing parties. An advocate, he stands right alongside one party with his hand on his shoulder to speak of and saying, I vouch for him. I don't know if Brother Ron has anything to add.
That's fine. Agreed.
Thank you.
Brother Richard.
I have a general question for both brothers, both on the neighbor advocate and the mediator. My question is very simple, but I think very important. You know, head knowledge is very important, that we understand these things. But my question for you is, how may we personalize this truth, these great truths that we have? Mediator and advocate. How may we personalize them? How may we make them our own? And especially at this memorial season.
You know, the Redeemer advocate is for those that have chosen during the gospel age to run the high calling. The mediator is for those of the future. We had a at Kevin Sandy's Parker, we had a young people's get together, and the topic was on faith. And I think your question is very close to what I think we ended up with. one of the young people asked how they can do better. Well, the great advantage we have over tomorrow is that with our advocate, we have the grace. And we can approach the grace with prayer. We can work with him and talk with him, and he can do with us. Those that are running for the high calling should remember that, as Brother Dan said, our Lord is our advocate. We have already initiated the sacrifice, and the sacrifice is continuing to be a living sacrifice. But he knows, because you have consecrated in his death, you are his. Therefore, that's why he's willing to stand by you. That's why he's willing to put your name on the forehead, put your name on the white pebble. Stand there and be a witness to him. And you do this by continuing in prayer and faith and knowledge of the plan of God. And he helps you with his Holy Spirit. So it's not just one thing. It's just many things he's done for us. He's given us the Bible. He's given us the 66 books. He's given us the Helper. He's given us prayer. He's given us all kinds of ways. We, being lowly humans, can address him. And I think that's an immense difference, having an advocate versus having a mediator. I'm not sure if that's what you were thinking personally, but is that Brother Rich? Yes, no? You want to continue?
Brother Richard asked, how can we personalize these truths that we have, make them personal to us at this time of memorial? I think, and he mentioned, we just don't want to have a head knowledge, but as Peter says, we grow in knowledge and in grace. We grow in grace and in knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So it's every step of knowledge we have to act on that. We have responsibility to it. It's a step of grace and a step of knowledge. And I think when you get down to the mechanics of why